Pankaj Mishra is a regular contributor to the New York Review of Books and the Times Literary Supplement. In his first novel, The Romantics, he turns his critical eye toward literature and his native India. Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Death by Reading. That could well be the subtitle of lots of novels, because so many of them are basically cautionary tales warning their readers against the danger of reading novels. Flaubert's Madame Bovary is the epitome of this kind of tale. A beautiful young woman escapes the tedium of her marriage by reading love stories. She takes their plots too much to heart, and poof, before you know it, her life is destroyed, all because of her libertine ways with a library card. The Romantics, an evocative first novel by Pankaj Mishra, is the latest entry in this literature-can-be-lethal subgenre. The chief casualty here is a likably earnest Indian college student named Samar. Rootless and eager to expand himself beyond his provincial Brahmin upbringing, Samar has traveled to the holy city of Benares, the place where mountains of corpses are cremated daily by the banks of the Ganges, and pilgrims bathe themselves in its holy water. Instead of immersing himself in the Ganges, however, Samar plunges into a rigorous program of heavy reading in Western thought. He dutifully makes his way through Schopenhauer and the criticism of Edmund Wilson, as well as, here comes trouble, the novels of Turgenev and Flaubert. An impressionable loner, Samar has all the symptoms of terminal bookwormitis. When he ominously declares in the opening pages of The Romantics that, "I wanted to read and do as little possible besides that," he might as well be signing his own spiritual suicide note. Of course, like most authors, Pankaj Mishra has been infected by reading too, most obviously here by E.M. Forster and his anxious East meets West classic, Passage to India. The Romantics is a kind of updated riff on Forster's novel. In the intervals when Samar looks up from his books, he makes the perilous acquaintance of a group of expatriates, a middle-aged British spinster named, all too obviously, Miss West, some latter-day hippies searching for Indian enlightenment, and a beautiful French woman named Catherine, who ignites his Flaubert-fed fantasies. After he and Catherine sleep together, Samar thinks to himself, "I had a growing conviction that after the dull, pointless years of drift, I had been predestined for the moment when I met Catherine, the encounter in which some of the richness of life and the world were revealed to me." That poor sap. He makes the terrible mistake all of us devoted readers are susceptible to. He imposes plots on his life, seeing climaxes and conclusions, when all he's really experiencing with Catherine is a minor blip on the flat line of his own solitude. In the way it mercilessly charts the reduction of Samar's life almost to the vanishing point, The Romantics reminded me a lot of the moody novels of Anita Bruckner, whose characters flail against but never break out of the prison house of self. All of this sounds depressing, but Samar is such a sweet, idealistic, and eloquent narrator, even if his insights are sometimes shaky, that his retrospective account of his misspent youth is compelling. And especially if you're curious about contemporary India, The Romantics conjures up vivid images of a country fixed in a state of chaos. Young people lucky enough to attend college, Samar tells us, exhaust their youth preparing for civil service exams, memorizing whole essays on Gandhi and Nehru, cramming their heads with arcane statistics about the Indian economy. Samar recalls waking up each morning in Benares to the sounds from nearby houses, radios blaring devotional music, wet laundry being slapped against the bathroom floor, the voices of people queuing up before the municipal tap in the alley below. He describes the naked pilgrims in that city processing past coconut and flower sellers, watchful monkeys, and the ubiquitous rubbish. If you're into India, reading The Romantics will whet your wanderlust. If, like me, you find the thought of all that cow dung in the street off-putting, this novel probably will strengthen your conviction that it's preferable to stay home and just read about the place.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Romantics by Pankaj Mishra.